Nowhere in Illinois is that link more pronounced than in the southernmost part of the state. Heartland Alliance's annual report on poverty shows Alexander County is the poorest in Illinois. 60% of the people in the county seat of Caro fall into that category, according to the Illinois Poverty Report. The state average is 19%. In February, Housing and Urban Development assumed control of the Alexander County Public Housing Authority in Caro, after what it called years of financial and operational mismanagement, poor housing conditions, and alleged civil rights violations. HUD's Tawanda Macon is the co-recovery administrator in Caro. She says many of the 350 tenants in the facility welcomed her with open arms 3 months ago.
There are folks that are depending on us, and we hear it. They tell us, hey, we've been waiting for you for change for a long time. And I think folks are beginning to see that what we said initially, we're trying our best to keep our word to what was said from day one.
She says one of HUD's major pledges to tenants is pest control. Thomas Richardson has lived in the complex for 10 years. He says last year, pests took over his apartment.
My son came over to help me clean my apartment. I lost all my furniture. Mice. Not just last winter, but winter before, we had an infestation like you've never seen. I mean, I was catching like 20 or 25 a week in my apartment. And they ate up my furniture, and he started finding the nest, and when everything went out.
Macon says HUD is contracted with a pest control firm to get the situation under control. She says another top priority is security. After a breach of master keys, Macon says HUD is in the process of changing all the locks in the complex that has over 450 units. Despite the challenges, HUD is making a difference in the eyes of some tenants. Alan Fletcher has called the Alexander County Housing Authority home for the last 9 years.
People say it's not no different, but it takes time. This place didn't go down overnight, but they're really working hard at it. Really proud of them. I think it's better.
Richardson agrees. In fact, he says this is the first time he's had hope about his building in about 5 years.
I think they're going to get a lot done. I really do. And that makes a big difference in whether you want to stay here or not. I moved here because of my mother, and she's passed on, but this feels like home, and I'd like to see it treated that way.
This is Macon's first time in Caro. She says it's sad to see such a beautiful area diminished like it is.
I think people are aware that things are bad when you're driving through the town and you don't see a grocery store, you don't see a pharmacy, or there's nowhere to do laundry. I think you kind of realize that you're in a place that just doesn't offer much, which leads you to think that, there's poverty around you.
Another community dealing with poverty and housing issues is Mount Vernon. Reverend Erie Patton is president of the Jefferson County NAACP. She says the Mount Vernon South Side Revitalization Project is designed to bring affordable housing to this blighted area and provide vocational training to increase job opportunities for those who want to live and thrive in this area of town.
There's so many homes that have been torn down, and as far as we know, there hasn't been a plan to replace anything. A lot of our businesses, local businesses in that area, has moved out, and so we have residents that are somewhat homeless because you have two and three families living in one household again.
Reverend Patton says the coalition of groups spearheading the revitalization effort is working on purchasing dozens of lots from the city of Mount Vernon at a discounted price to construct affordable homes. A lack of affordable housing is one of the major causes of subpar living conditions or homelessness for those who suffer from poverty. The Illinois Housing Development Authority says it's trying to help. Executive Director Audra Hammernick says there is a website where people can go to look for an affordable place to live.
An online portfolio of all of our properties and others that you can go on and search for by location, by town, by type of unit you need, for example, three bedrooms.
She says there are currently 4,000 permanent supportive housing units in the portfolio. Although not all of Southern Illinois has homes to offer, Hammernick says Carbondale has a program where people can rent affordable homes.
Called Carbondale Neighbors. It was built in 2010, and it was 20 new construction single-family homes scattered about Carbondale They rent for $500 to $600 a month.
Hamernick admits the demand outweighs the supply right now, but they're adding around 1,000 new rental units each year and preserving around 3,000 more. She says in 2015, 3.8 million people visited the website, which is ilhousingsearch.org. People without internet access can call to find out more information. That toll-free number is 877-428-8844. I'm Brad Palmer.